Okay, our friends. So today we are doing a story for you because it seems to be the one thing that you guys frequently ask for, and that is a Bluey story, and I will not let you down. We will do one. Today's story is a Bluey story. It is called Fairy Tale. It was written by Joe Brum, and I am excited to read it to you. Today's story is read by Mommy and... Who are you? What's your name? Plep? Pip. Well, Pip and Mommy are ready to go. Okay, here we go. Dad is reading Bluey and Bingo a bedtime story.
Are fairy tales true? Says Bingo.
Well, no, Dad says, but they've got true things in them.
Like what? Bingo asks.
Like, it's not good to be greedy, and if you're brave and honest, things will work out. Hey, do you want to hear a fairy tale that is true? Dad asks.
Yes, please, say the girls.
It's about a mean brother who ends up good, and it's got a curse in it too, and even a princess.
Wow, says Bingo.
And it happened for real life? Bluey asks.
Yep, Dad replies. Do you know how I know?
And he pauses.
'Cause it happened to me. This story is set a long, long time ago in a place called the 80s.
So in the picture we can see, we're traveling back in time. And Dad, who is of course a blue healer, who has two brothers who are also healers, are with them and they're all riding their bicycles.
That's me when I was 10 years old on holiday with your Uncle Rad and Uncle Stripe.
Okay.
Hang on, where's your helmet?
Says Bluey.
This was the 80s, man. There were no helmets.
And it's true. I also grew up in the 80s. Nobody had helmets.
It was a wild place. Music was on cassettes. BMX bikes were high. Your mom wrote your name on everything. And skids were big.
Now, a skid is on your bicycle, right? When you're coming in to stop, you would skid your tires. Yeah.
You can't skid, Stripe,
says young Bandit.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Mom wants you.
Huh?
Made you look, you dirty chook. Oh!
You're teasing Stripe,
says Bluey.
That's mean,
adds Bingo.
I told you, this fairy tale is about a mean brother. Me. Bandit, stop teasing Stripe,
says Rad.
Make me,
says Bandit. And, uh-oh.
Huh?
Says Stripe.
Hey, Stripe, your wheels are turning!
And he was, but then he fell over. Here it comes. You ready for the curse? At that very moment, Bandit, who is known for teasing his brother, says,
Ha ha, made you look, you're dirty!
And the next line that he says, Chook. He says, at the same time as Rad. They both say it at the same time.
And in the 80s, if two people said the exact same word at the exact same time, one of you would yell out, Jinx, which meant you had 10 seconds to touch them. And if you didn't touch them in that 10 seconds, they'd say, Skint, and then you could never speak again, and you were cursed. The only thing that could break that curse was if someone said your name.
And so in the picture, we can see the countdown. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Bandit tried to run after his brother Rad and catch him. But he couldn't do it, could he? No, Rad got away.
The only thing that could break the curse was if someone said your name.
And in the next page, we see the boys are playing a video game at
an arcade store, and Stripe knows Bandit can't say his name, so he says,
"You want me to say your name?
Okay, Banditums."
Ha! He did not say Bandit, did he? Now he gets to tease him back.
Being cursed was not a lot of fun when you're on holiday.
So here they are at another store, and their mom is about to get them some dinner.
Kids, do you want your fish battered or crumbed?
And so they're kind of trying to decide, what do you want? And Rad says,
he wants crumbed.
He loves crumbed, don't you, Ben Dishwasher?
Say the brothers, when Bandit can't speak up, can he? No, he can't. But the truth is, they make his fish battered. No, they made it crumbed, and he hated it crumbed. Now, Bandit goes on.
My dad wasn't much help. What do you want, Stripe? Whatever your name is. What are you on about?
Rad jinxed him. He can't talk until someone says his name,
says his younger brother.
All right. So you want me to say your name so you can talk again? Well, you're dreaming, mate. You know what I call this? A good start. How do I jinx so none of you can talk?
Oh, his dad didn't help him. So in the next picture, we see him sitting at the beach looking sad.
No one is going to say my name. I was never going to talk again.
I'm not going to say your name, says his mom as she comes walking up to him. I think this will do you some good. All holiday you've been mean to your little brother. This is a chance for you to have a good think about it.
And your Nana was right. Not about her perm, but about me.
And a perm, by the way, is a permanent hairstyle in which women would try to have curls put into their hair. It was very silly. Very popular in the 80s.
I hadn't been a good brother to Stripe.
Oh, he's starting to realize.
You can't tic-tac Stripe,
says little Bandit, making fun of his brother.
It's my turn now,
his brother says, wanting to play the video game.
No, it isn't,
says Bandit. And then again, his little brother has fallen.
Ha! Nice stack!
Instead of helping his brother up or being kind to him. Yes, there were lots of things that he did that wasn't kind. And I think he's realizing it because it says,
I deserved to be cursed.
When did the curse get broken?
Bingo asks.
The very next morning, actually,
Dad replies.
I was on my way to the shower block to clean my teeth.
By yourself?
Bluey says,
shocked.
Bingo nods.
It was the 80s.
Stripe had taken a shortcut and got stuck in the prickles.
Mom, ow, help,
says Stripe. Because, do you know, there's sometimes when you walk in the grass, there's prickly bits in the grass. And if you don't have proper shoes on, you can really get your toes hurt. That's exactly what's happened to him.
So you could tell him that you won't help him unless he says your name,
Bluey asks.
You're right. I could have done that,
Dad says.
So did you?
Bluey asks.
No, I just helped him.
And in the picture we see he threw down his hat so his brother could jump on it, kind of like a little island, and jump across the prickly pits. And his brother looks at him and says,
thanks, Ben.
Do you think he says, Bandit? No, he didn't.
Bandina! Ha ha!
And off he runs. Bluey is outraged.
You helped him and he didn't even say your name?
Bluey asks.
That's brothers, kids.
Dad replies.
To tell you the truth, I was proud of him.
But then who broke your curse?
Asks Bingo.
Well, remember I said this fairy tale has a princess?
Bandit? Healer?
And in the picture, we can see a girl has walked along the prickly bits and picked his hat up.
How did she walk across the prickly bit without getting prickled?
Well, she's got her shoes on. So in the picture, we can see this girl who has a princess tiara on is now holding the hat.
Is that Mum?
Bluey asks.
That's Mum, Dad replies.
What?
Bluey and Bingo are shocked.
Don't listen to him, it wasn't me, says Mom, who's leaning in the door. Don't listen to her, it was, he says.
Well, it might have been, says Mom, but I've got no memory of that happening.
Ugh, it's like a dagger in my heart, cries Dad.
And how did she know your name?
Asks Bingo.
It was written on my hat.
Either way, it's a good story, says Mum.
But is it true or not true?
Asks Bluey.
I need to know.
Well, I guess you have to decide, says Dad. Do you believe in fairy tales?
And in the pictures, we can see she looks at him and he looks at her. This is their parents, of course, back when they were little. And she says, here you go. And he says, thanks. And she says, see you later. And then away she runs. And he says, yeah, see you later. And did he see her later?
Yes, they grew up and got married and lived happily ever after. And that is wonderful, isn't it?
And it is also, you want to say it with me?
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.